Zondervan presents The Miracle by Gilbert Morris. Read by Judith West. Part 1. A Romance for a Doctor. Chapter 1. A grinding cold had settled down over Stone County and most of northern Arkansas. As Lainey Freeman hurried to slip into her dress, she noted the frost on the window panes and shivered. Her upstairs bedroom had a small wood-burning fireplace, but she only used it when she stayed up late reading or writing. Her dress was made of gray, lightweight wool with long sleeves, a high neckline, and a fringe of black lace around the edges. Even so, it did not provide enough warmth against the early morning chill. Moving over to the mirror above her dresser, she studied herself with a critical eye. A faint memory brushed the edges of her mind, pulling the corners of her lips into a smile. The memory brought back a day when she had cried because she was so skinny. One of the boys at school had called her Rake Handle, and she had flown at him in a rage. Only Davis had been able to pull her off of the boy.
"Well, I'm not skinny anymore."
The young woman gazing back at her from the mirror certainly was no Rake Handle. As Lainey considered the lissom curves clearly outlined by the dress, she remembered an entry she had made in her journal when she was much younger. Moving to the pine chest of drawers against the wall, she opened the bottom drawer and pulled out one of many notebooks concealed beneath her folded clothing. She opened the book and, ignoring her shivers, read the entry dated April the 12th, 1928.
"I had to kill Lucille today, and it broke my heart."